It's the best country, Minnesota 93, TJ in studio here on your Thursday morning, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in. We had gals from Vine in last week to talk about the, talk about throwing people off the roof of their building is what
yeah.
we did. And that was, it's such a great fundraiser, and thanks for allowing them to come in and use up a little bit of your time for that. That's a great fundraiser for them, and they're working on getting that fifth floor done.
Absolutely. It's such a great asset for our community, so it's fun to be able to support them in any way that we can.
People get pretty excited about tossing their boss off the top of a building, and I know I'd love to do that too.
But I can fly.
Oh, yeah, there we go. He happens to be wandering through the room today.
I have a parachute.
We have two topics, Christine, that we're talking about today. One of them's coming up sooner than later, so let's talk about that one. It's the dementia experience, which doesn't sound like something you want to experience, but if you know somebody going through that, or you're a caregiver of some sort, this could really help you understand where somebody with dementia is coming from in that care that you're providing to them. Explain what this is and how we get involved.
Yeah, so this is a partnership that we have with Monarch Healthcare Management here in town. And what we do is that we work together to provide a couple different components for the dementia experience. So Monarch Healthcare Management provides a virtual dementia tour, which is really just extraordinary. Trained professionals guide participants with patented outfitted devices that alter their senses. And they're asked to perform common everyday tasks and exercises. And this really gives them a good picture on what people living with dementia experience for physical and mental challenges. And it's really a powerful simulation, I think.
And a great learning tool. I know this is something that you guys are offering quarterly. There was one back in February, but the other one's coming up here pretty soon in April.
Yeah, April 17th already. So that's a Tuesday. And we start that at 3:30 in the afternoon, actually, with TJ and Lisa kicking it off.
I'm excited to learn a little bit more.
Yeah. And then what we do is we have those 15-minute tours, or it takes about 15 minutes start to finish. And then we are going to have a Dementia Friends presentation from 5:30 to 6:30 as a part of that. And that's a presentation that does kind of an overview of dementia, talks about communication strategies, and also really just encourages people to think about how they could be more dementia friendly.
Is this something we need to sign up for, RSVP at all, so you know who's coming?
Yes, absolutely. So we do need to take reservations for this because of the structure of the virtual dementia tour. We can have three people going through at a time for those 15-minute time slots. And people can just RSVP to me. My email is cnessler, N-E-S-S-L-E-R, at freedomhomecarellc.com. Or they can call us at the office, and that's 387-4663. And then you'll be connected with me to get everything set up for that.
And kind of planting the seed on an event you guys have coming up a little bit later on in the month. Kind of planning for the future and an opportunity for people to, I guess, avoid confusion and conflict, as it says here on the page.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. We've done this one time before, and we had a good response. At the St. Peter Community Center on Friday, April 27th at 10 a.m., we are bringing in area experts to offer a panel discussion that can really help people navigate through that planning for the future. So topics will include tax, estate, and financial planning. And we have representatives from Northwestern Mutual, Kiker Law Office, and Ide Bailey that will all be there to talk about those different things.
Excellent. Now, this is a free event, I know, but is it another one we want to RSVP for?
You don't necessarily have to RSVP. One thing that I would encourage people to do, though, is bring questions, because this is an opportunity to get free advice from, like I said, experts in their fields. So it's really a good chance to get some questions answered.
All right. If we want to contact you, learn a little bit more. I know you talked about some contact info just a little bit ago, but we can rehash that again. How do we get in touch with you guys at Freedom Home Care?
So our website is freedomhomecarellc.com. I do have information about both events on the bottom of our homepage. And then otherwise, give us a call to 507-387-4663. That's 387-HOME.
All right. Christine Nessler with us today again from Freedom Home Care in the greater Mankato area. Thanks for joining us today, Christine.
Thank you.